Good afternoon, everyone. I will be presenting the aquaculture governance in the Philippines in the context of so we all know that aquaculture feed is about 60 to 70% of the total aquaculture production cost, and aquaculture governance in the Philippines plays a major role in reducing this percentage. As a backgrounder, you can see here the milkfish production in the Philippines throughout the years. So steadily, it has been increasing. Likewise, the production of tilapia has been increasing as well. So these two major species contributes to the increased production of feeds in the Philippines. Again, as a backgrounder, the aquafeed manufacturing industry in the Philippines, the production capacity as of now, is about 1.5 million tons per year. And this involves both commercial and non-commercial players. So the quality control and the feed standards are controlled by the Department of Agriculture, and under which is the Bureau of Animal Industry. So it oversees the production of feeds by the private feed millers, wherein there are about 100 private feed millers, big time and small scale feed manufacturers. What are the constraints? Increasing input costs. So global prices of ingredients and reliance on imported feed ingredients. So basically, all the ingredients are imported from outside. These are the fish meal, soybean meal, animal byproducts, cod liver oil, etc., etc. And basically, what is available in the Philippines are only the cheap ingredients such as copra and sardines, fish meal. So almost all our ingredients are imported outside, are sourced from outside. Next constraint is the increasing production cost, which is brought about by the increasing electricity cost, equipment, and transportation. Lastly is the competition. The ability to generate economies of scale for small producers is not practiced. No? So they don't have the capacity to increase their volume because of the presence of large-scale feed manufacturers. High investment, extruded feeds versus sinking pellets. So right now, our government wants that all feeds should be extruded. No? Why extruded? Because extruded feeds are the feeds that are floating, and then they wanted to protect the environment. No? So if your feeds are sinking, most likely those feeds will not be eaten. It will eventually go to the environment. It will deteriorate the water quality. The ingredients availability. So as I've said a while ago, most of our ingredients are imported, such as fish meal, soybean, and animal protein. And what is left in the Philippines to source is only the coconut oil, copra, cassava, and maize. No? So our ingredients availability in the Philippines are very limited. The issues. Low priority given to aquaculture. So compared to agriculture and capture fisheries, the government is more keen towards supporting the agriculture sector. No? Second, high cost of feed ingredients. So with this issue of high cost feed ingredients, probably the government can come into play by reducing the tariff taxes imposed to the feed ingredients, as well as providing subsidies to these ingredients. And lastly, probably the government can help in getting these ingredients by bulk. No? So if we get our ingredients by bulk, we can have it at a cheaper price. Next is the feed standards and labeling only provides maximum and minimum value. So you can see in feed sacks, they don't place the exact protein and exact lipid values in their label. They only play with the minimum values. So there's a big issue when they only put the minimum values of nutrient in their label. Fourth, translation of high-quality feeds to improve feed efficiency. Even though they try to say that they improved their feed formulation, yet the FCR still remains the same. No? It doesn't change. It still values from 2.0 to 2.2. And that's a big problem. Fifth, implementation of feed quality standards and feed safety. There's an overlap and even there's a conflict between the role of two regulating agencies in the Philippines, such as the BFAR and the Bureau of Animal Industry. So we have to streamline their functions. Different standard issued by different government agencies, as I've mentioned a while ago. Feed cost, as affected by taxes and types of feed processing, by regulation, floating pellets should be used. No. As I've said, most fish farmers prefer that their feed should be floating and it should be extruded. But the small-scale feed manufacturers cannot invest in big-time equipment such as the extrusion machine. No. So small-scale feed manufacturers are erased in the scenario. Eight, feed quality. Packaging is not standardized. High price of feeds does not reflect the true price of the ingredient or the quality of the product. Floating feeds, not entirely floating. Poor nutritional value. There's no government policy or subsidy to reduce cost of important ingredients. Again, the aquafeed policy should include efficient regulatory mechanism from the government. Second, market-based instruments. No? Third, provision of public goods and services, wherein the government should play a major role in giving infrastructure, scientific and technical information to small-scale feed manufacturers. So in CIFDEC, we do research, basically research to reduce the aquaculture feed cost in aquaculture production. So we had I just want to show you the result. So in CIFDEC, we do research basically. And I had this study from 2016 wherein we used the DDGS, or the Distiller's Dry Grain Soluble, for milkfish. And the result was we got a positive result when we tested it with milkfish. Again, we had a study on the use of fermented copramil. So this copramil has been improved through the process of fermentation. No? And I used this for grouper, no? And the result was also promising, as well as the use of blood meal. However, it was not part of my study. A Japanese expert conducted an experiment wherein he conducted it in milkfish, and it showed great results. So we are now conducting a feed trials for milkfish and tilapia using these three ingredients: the poultry byproduct meal, the DDGS, and the protein enhanced copramil. Sorry, I will not. I'm not able to show the figures because I'm not allowed to present the formulation. So we had a formulation for tilapia and milkfish. No? So we wanted to reduce the cost of feeds. So commercially, the cost is about 34 to 36 pesos per kilo. And we wanted to reduce it by about to 27 or 28 pesos per kilo. So we conducted several runs for milkfish and tilapia in cages and in ponds. Okay, going direct to the results, we show that after 120 days of culture, CIFDEC fed milkfish has a better growth compared to the commercial fed milkfish, and an improved FCR of an average of 2.1 versus to the FCR of commercial fed milkfish, which is about 2.4. Yeah. So this is the size distribution of the fish after the experiment. So you can see milkfish fed CIFDEC formulated diet is bigger, compared to the commercial diet fed milkfish. And we also ran an experiment on tilapia in ponds. And the preliminary data suggests that CIFDEC fed tilapia is bigger compared to the commercial diet fed tilapia. Okay. So this experiment is not a panacea or a cure-all to reduce aquaculture feed cost, but it's a part, no, of the cure. So there should be an active role of the government to empower cooperatives to establish feed mill plants by providing infrastructures, equipments, and skills to compete with private feed millers, as well as reducing the tax of imported feed ingredients coming from outside. Okay? Thank you.